Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm really sorry that we're a bit late starting. It's because I've been trying to rustle up people to help with the reading and the prayers. And so thank you to all the volunteers. That's brilliant. So welcome this morning, especially if you're visiting or you're watching online. And I'm Helen, as I think probably most of you know. We're all staying in church this morning, and you've probably spotted that it's already looking a bit different from normal. But that's because I hope everyone will be able to join in with this interactive service. So we've got a few notices first of all. Gavin Calver, who's CEO of the Evangelical Alliance, is speaking at Malvern Priory on Wednesday evening, and it's free, and he's a very inspiring and gifted speaker, so it should be a really great event. The next men's breakfast, which is just open to men, unfortunately, is at Wetherspoons on Saturday morning. And the guest speaker is Peter Myers, and it's his last weekend in Malvern. So, and he's going to be talking about his time in the Navy, so great to invite friends to as well. And then really exciting, next Saturday is Forefront Theatre are coming here, and they're doing two performances, one at 3:30 in the morning, one at 3:30 in the afternoon and one at 7:30 in the evening. There's still some tickets available, and the welcome desk have got those if you're interested. Great to bring friends that don't come to church as well. It's very accessible for everybody. So that's next Saturday. And then you've probably seen our new Easter leaflets have been printed. And they're all in bundles on a table in the foyer, and they need people to take them to deliver them. So if you're able to take a bundle or two, that would be great. And it's a really good opportunity just to pray for the residents, for the people in our community. So as you post them through each door, you can pray for the household as you do it. So it's a really lovely thing to be able to do. So, and then the last notice, sorry, I had my instructions from Dave, so each week we send out a mailing, and it's got lots of information and about services, about what's happening, and lots of other stuff. And so if you want to receive it, if you don't, you just need to click on the connect button on the website, and then you can be added to the mailing list. So that's the notices for this morning. I've gone too soon. I'm not quite ready. I just want to pray before we begin. So, dear Lord, as we worship here today, fill us with joy and thankfulness. As we think about your life here on earth, help us to understand how much we are loved by you. Amen. Now we're going to sing a song.
So there's a box of instruments down here at the front. So anybody that wants to come and help Barry on the drums, that would be absolutely fantastic. And this first song is a real song of praise. But I'll tell you what, you know, sometimes it's difficult to praise, isn't it? You know, when the world isn't the kind of place that we want it to be. But nevertheless, all creation comes from God. All provision comes from him. And I love this line. In every sunrise, hope shines through. So when we praise and worship God our Father, hope shines through even into the most difficult of circumstances. So off we go. 2, 3, 4.
down again. Now, I wonder, could anyone, and Whartons, there is some space at the front if you want to come near the front, well, at least for the little ones. So. Now, I wonder, could anyone cut a hole in this piece of paper and step through it? So I've got some paper at the back and some scissors. And so if anybody wants to have a go, I'm sure one of my lovely welcome team will hand them out to you. The challenge for some of the older ones at the back, and we'll come back to you a bit later in the service. Eleanor, you want to have a go, do you? Do you want to just pop to the back? They're on the font. Paper and scissors are on the font. Lovely. Thank you. So it'd be great if a few people would have a go. Cut a hole in this piece of, in a piece of paper that's big enough for you to go through. But we're going to be doing something else at the same time, and then we'll come back to that. So, I need some help. I need a couple of volunteers to come and hold a hoop. I don't mind whether you're big people or little people, but I need someone to come. Perhaps somebody bigger would be good. You're going to come and hold it, Eleanor. Ellen, do you want to stand this side? That's it. If you stand that side and hold it. And Cece, do you want to hold the other side? Okay, you hold it like that. Right. Okay, so we've got a hoop. I'll hold another hoop up just so you can see what this hoop is if you can't see. So we've got a hoop. Now, I want some volunteers now to see if they can climb through the hoop. So who would like to come and have a go at climbing through the hoop? Jodie, do you want to go through the hoop? You might need to hold it down a little bit for little ones. So, can you go climb through, Jodie? Not the easiest thing to do. Now, actually, is that the right way round? It'd be easier if they're that way round for... Can everybody see? Or would it be easier? Right, okay, so if you two stand there and there. Okay, anybody else like to come and try? I do need some more volunteers to come and climb through this hoop. And they don't all have to be little people, okay? So come round the back. Come round the back of Ellen. And then go through that way, okay? Oh, okay. Just be fairly careful. Brilliant. Right, I do need a bigger person to come and try as well. Freddie, come round this way. Freddie, come here. Freddie, come here. Right, can you climb through the hoop? I'll hold your hand. Climb through. Very good. Oh, well, volunteer. Oh, Colin, fantastic. Matthew, come around this side, then everyone can see. Brilliant. And I think Rue wants to have a go as well. Right, okay. Let Rue go first. Can you climb through? Yes, well done. There we are. Do you want to take that one with you? And then if he wants to play with it, he can. So, I haven't got a larger hoop, Colin, sorry. Yes. Sorry, Rue. You have that hoop. Daddy can hold that on the carpet for you. And Colin is going to see if he can get through the hoop. Yes. Hold it tight. Oh, he's nearly through. So, thank you, Colin. So that was easy for some people and not quite so easy for some of the other people. It was a bit harder for Colin, wasn't it? But he didn't get stuck, so it was all right. So now I'm wondering, is there a camel here at church today? Okay, probably not. It would be rather... there is one there, yes. It would be rather extraordinary if there was. But is there anyone who thinks they might be able to do a good impression of a camel? Well, two people, really, because a camel's got four legs. So, okay, Eleanor and Naomi, do you want to come? So if you come and stand here for a minute. Right. Who's going to be the front of the camel? Eleanor's going to be the front. Okay, so Eleanor, have you got big eyes and long eyelashes? Can you flutter your eyes at everybody? Perfect. Good. Right. Now, Naomi, you've got the tough... Oh, Naomi's going at the front, are you? Okay. So, Naomi, step forward a little bit. Eleanor, you need to bend down. Okay. This is my camel outfit. It's going to make it slightly more difficult, I think. Right, Eleanor, you're going under the blanket, okay? Naomi, you hold that round you, okay? And then I've got... This is the hump. Eleanor, I'm just going to...
This is warm.
I just need the other... I'll find the other end. Right. Oh. Right, Eleanor, is this... I'm just going to tie the hump on your back, okay? So now we've got our very own St. Andrew's camel. Can everybody see? Right, and so you're going to... I think you probably hold it up a little bit. Hold it tight. Eleanor can't see, so this should be interesting. Can the camel get through the hoop? What do we think? Shall we have a go? Okay. The first leg's through. The second leg's through. Right. The body's through. The second one's through. Oh, we need to bend down a bit. Your hump's got stuck. There we go. There we are. Fantastic. Well done. Right, sorry, can we find Eleanor again? Well done. Thank you very much, helpers. You've been fantastic. Thank you. Okay, that's lovely. Thank you very much. Right. So, that worked, just about. Now, how did we get on with getting through a piece of paper? Has anybody managed to make a hole big enough to step through? Don't think so. Any of the bigger ones at the back managed it? I haven't got my glasses on. Neil, have you managed it? Who? And Anne. Do you want to come and show? Mike, do you want to come and show us? Brilliant. So, did you fold a piece of paper in half to begin with? Anne folded the piece of paper. And then you have to make some cuts. So you have to cut like this. And then like that, not right to the edge. And then we have to just snip through here. And then you end up with that. Which, can you step through that, Mike? Oh, okay. Okay, that's because I don't think I've made my cuts quite... Yay, brilliant. Fantastic. So if anybody wants to know how to do that afterwards, you can see Anne at the back or see me, and I'll show you. So that's brilliant. Right, now back to camels. I just happen to have in my bag a real camel. Well, not quite a real camel, but the next best thing to a real camel. Put that on the wrong arm now. I can't get that out of my pocket. So I have a camel who is a puppet camel. I don't know what his name is, but he's very pleased to be here this morning. Clarence. I don't have Barry's puppet skills, but this is a camel. Okay. And now this is what... Who can see what this is? Actually, I can come a bit near. What do you think it is? Sam, what do you think it is? A needle. You probably can't see it at the back, can you? It's the biggest needle I could find, and it has got quite a big eye in it. But could the camel get through the eye of the needle? No. Does everyone think it's impossible? I think you're probably right. And you might be wondering where this is leading. So, well, you've probably guessed, some of you. But we're going to have our reading now. So I need my reading helpers to come to the front. Not the prayers. Oh. I probably need to move that on. Oh, sorry. Marin and I are not working. So, you know who you are? Okay, that's good. So, the reading today is from Mark chapter 10, verses 17 to 31. And we have, I've just remembered. We have a rich man. We have Peter. We have Jesus. And we have Mark, who's the person who wrote the story down. So just to make it, clear that we're all taking part. So So as Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. That's you now. Green, you're green.
Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
Jesus answered,
Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honour your father and mother.
Teacher, all these I have kept since I was a boy.
Jesus looked at him and loved him.
One thing you lack. Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me.
At this, the man's face fell, and he went away sad, because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples,
How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God.
The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again,
Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God.
The disciples were even more amazed, and they said to each other,
Who then can be saved?
Jesus looked at them and said,
With man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God.
Then Peter spoke up,
We have left everything to follow you.
Jesus replied,
Truly I tell you, no one who has left home, or brothers, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you, everyone. Fantastic. Lovely. Thank you very much. Right, so we're going to explore this story in small groups, which is why the chairs are like this, so that you're in sort of smaller groups that you can talk to each other. So I've got some questions which I hope will help us to discover what God might be saying to us through this story. If you've got little people or younger people with you, please do include them in your discussions, because I found out in our Sunday groups on Sunday mornings that sometimes when we discuss the story, it might be while we're doing something, but when we're discussing it, some of the children have some really profound thoughts which might surprise us all. So hopefully we can all just have a chance to look at these questions. So we're going to start by looking at Mark chapter 10, the first verses 11 to 21 for our first question. So you might, there's Bibles in the backs of the chairs, and the question that I'm going to ask you what was the question the rich young man asked Jesus? I wonder what you think he was expecting Jesus to say to him. And why do you think Jesus asked the young man to sell all his possessions? So we're just going to have a few minutes in your small groups, answering those questions, chatting those questions and about the story. And afterwards, I'm going to ask a couple of people if they want to come back and share their thoughts. So if anybody has something they'd like to share, then that would be great. So. Had long enough to think about those questions. Would anyone like to just come up and share what their group? Sam wants to come and say something. You're not really. Just come and stand. It's changing mind. Would anybody like to come and share a thought about maybe why? What the rich young man was expecting Jesus to say to him, or why you think Jesus asked the young man to sell all his possessions? Yeah. No volunteers. Oh, Isla, sorry, Isla, I haven't got my glasses on, so I'm not. You come and tell us what you thought. You can take your mask off while you're talking in there.
I think he was expecting Jesus to say something like he was as perfect as he could be.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you very much, Isla. Well done. Lovely. And why do you think Jesus asked the young man to sell all his possessions? I think the rich man had made money the most important thing in his life. And Jesus was showing him that money wasn't going to make him happy. Loving God and loving others were the most important thing. And that's why Jesus asked him to give all his money to the poor. Not just as a duty he had to do, but out of love. But the rich man didn't love the poor and he didn't love God enough to give away his money. So he had to just walk away. So there's a couple more questions. Let's go back to the camel. How do you think Jesus felt when the rich young man turned away? And then Jesus said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, hence what we were doing before, than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. So I wonder what you think Jesus meant by that. So again, we'll have a few minutes just to chat in our little groups, and then I'll ask people to come and feedback if they'd like to. Okay, hopefully you've all had a chance just to think about those questions. Has anybody like to come up and share their thoughts about what you think about? Would anybody like to come and tell me how they think Jesus felt when the young man turned away? Eleanor, do you want to come? Sorry, Isla. How do you think Jesus felt? Come and stand here and then they can hear you. So, how do you think he felt?
Angry.
Angry, could have been. Yeah, anybody got any other ideas? Isla, what were you going to say? Do you want to come and say what you were going to say? How do you think Jesus felt?
I think he was probably rather disappointed in the man.
Yeah.
I mean, despite him probably knowing that he knows that it's difficult for someone rich to get into heaven, but he was probably still disappointed that he hadn't managed.
That's right, because he'd said originally he loved him, didn't he? So it would have probably really, we would say now, broken his heart, really. So, yeah, brilliant. Thanks, Isla. That's great. And what do you think Jesus was meaning about the camel going through the eye of the needle? Has anybody got any ideas on that? So I've been doing a bit of reading about this, obviously, before preparation. So, and because I've always followed the children's stories, a lovely Mick Inkpen and somebody story, Nick Butterworth, is it, with the camel having to take all his, camel's owner having to take all the stuff off of his back for him to get through this tiny little gate in the walls of Jerusalem. But actually, there's no historical evidence for there being a little gate. And if there was a little gate, why would you try and get a camel to go through it when there was probably a perfectly good big gate just round the corner? So that's one theory. Another one is that the word for camel is very similar to the word for rope in whatever language it was. And they're talking about trying to get a rope through the eye of a needle. But it seems to be that it was just hyperbole. I don't recognise that word, but apparently it means when you just say something for effect. So like trying to nail a jelly to a wall or a camel through the eye of a needle. And Jesus was just saying it for effect. So, and I think what Jesus is saying, or is not saying, is that our possessions are bad. The question is, have they taken over our hearts? Do they set our priorities? Do they take up all our time? Do they fill our thoughts so that we can't follow Jesus even if we want to? And when Jesus said, with man, this is impossible, but not with God, all things are possible with God, I think Jesus was saying it's impossible for anyone to be saved by their own merits. The young man, or the rich man, thought he was good and that he'd done everything he needed to do to get to heaven. But we can't do anything to earn eternal life. We can only be saved through God's gifts of grace, mercy, and faith. We're going to sing again now. So, Jesus at the centre of it all. So we're just going to think a little bit about that. And then after we've sung that, we're going to we're going to spend a few minutes reflecting on another question while they sing. But we'll sing Jesus at the Centre of It All first. So if you'd like to stand, it's probably not so much of an instrument song, but if you want to, you can. But if you need to, you can. It's fine. So if you'd like to stand to sing, if you're able to, or you'd like to. Just sung a song asking Jesus to be at the centre of our lives, but is he? Are there times when we're like the rich man, choosing possessions and status over our relationship with God? So, yes, are there times when we are like the rich man, choosing possessions and status over our relationship with God? So we're going to spend a few minutes just reflecting on this question. And the music group, while we're reflecting, we don't need to discuss this because I think it's quite personal probably, are going to sing Is He Worthy? Sorry, I changed the order slightly and I forgot to tell you. So, are we like the rich young man choosing possessions and status over our relationship with God?
Do you feel the world is broken? We do. Do you know that all the dark ones do?
thank you. Let's just pray. Dear God, please help us to follow you and to make the right choices every day. Amen. Now, just going to change it up a gear because we've got craft time. Well, not craft exactly, but an activity that's going to help us to bless others because it's Mothering Sunday today. Hopefully everybody remembered. And it's a day when we think about saying thank you to our mums. Now, in the pockets on the rows, you will find lots of flowers. And I've got a giant one here to show you. So there's flowers and pens. And what I'd like you to do is to write or draw a thank you or a blessing on the flower, thinking about who you might give it to. And once you've done that, so I've written on here, thank you, mummy. May God bless you. I love you. Smiley face. God loves you. Jesus is the best. You can write whatever you like on the petals. Think about who you're going to give it to. And when you've written on them, if you can write in biro, that's the best thing to do rather than felt pen. You just need to fold all your petals into the middle. And my lovely team of helpers are going to come round with some paper clips. And you just need to put a paper clip on it. So it's all folded like that with a paper clip to hold it together. And then it's all ready to give to somebody. So I'll let you do that for a few moments. Paperclip on them, and then I'll tell you what we're going to what to do with them afterwards. But I'm going to give them either to someone here in church, or you can take them home to give to your mum or to someone else. So has everyone pretty much done that? Looks like they have. Everyone pretty much done? I think so. So we're going to have our prayers now. Sorry, Debbie. We're going to have our prayers now. So I have got five children lined up to come and help me with the prayers. If they want to come here, that would be great.
So should be 5 volunteers, arm behind their back, their backs. So if you come and just line up this side. Who's number one? You're number 5. Which one are you?
3.
Okay. Oh, we've got a camel coming as well. Come on, Abby. What number are you?
I'm 4.
You're number 4, so Isla, you're number 1. Okay. So, who's number 5? It's Eleanor. You come here and light the candle while Isla reads that one, okay? So, if you... I just want you to light the candle on the end as Isla says it. Right. So they're going to read some prayers. We're going to light a candle, but also I'm just going to leave a little bit of space so you can add your own prayers in your heads and your hearts at the same time. Okay, so go ahead, Isla, when you're ready.
On Mothering Sunday, we light this candle and say thank you for all mothers who have loved and laughed as they cared for their children. Amen.
Okay, that's it. I'm going back now. You go back to the queue, you come and light the next candle. Can you light the match yourself?
We light this candle and pray for all the refugee mothers fleeing from Ukraine with their children. We pray that they will have all the help they need to care for their children and that they may soon be reunited with their families. Amen.
Thank you.
Just
hang on a minute. Just you're going to need a very big present. If I bend down next to you, you could
use this one.
Ellen? Right, really loud voice.
We light this candle and pray for all those people we know who are poorly or sad or lonely today. Amen.
Amen. Fantastic. Thank you. Well done. Ellen, you come here because you can light the next candle. Hey, right, just wait a moment, Abby. We'll just let people think about those people first. Right. Okay, let's move along a little bit. So you're going to light that one, right? Okay, Abby, when you're ready. Oh, hold it right at the end.
Our world, especially for Ukraine.
Just tip it down a bit. That's it. Okay, just blow that one out.
We light this candle and say thank you for God for your love, which is like our light in our darkness. Amen.
That's it. Okay, just blow that one out. Well done. Brilliant. Thank you very much, helpers. That was brilliant. Thank you. We're just going to say together now the prayer that Jesus taught us. Just mind the camel doesn't catch fire. It's not my camel. I have to return it in one part. So let's say together the prayer that Jesus taught us. It's on the screen, so you can all say it too. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Brilliant. Thanks ever so much, guys. You can go back down if you want. So we're going to sing our... That's okay. Thank you all for your help. We're going to sing our last song now, which is a good one for instruments, I think. So if you want to...
And this song is all about God being a good, good father to us. But actually, I mean, God is a really good mother to us too. He's a good mother and a good father, a good parent. Shall we stand?
Stories.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Thank you, band. Been fantastic. Just before we finish, I'd like to say a really big thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you for joining in so well, even if it wasn't quite what you were expecting this morning. And just to say with your flowers, we'd really like you to give your flower to someone. So it might be you want to give it to your mum, but it might be a neighbour, an auntie, a grandma, a friend, and when you give it to them, just ask them to take off the paperclip and just float it as it is on a bowl of water and just get them to watch what happens, because it will be a lovely surprise and a real blessing for them. So please do give them away. That would be great. So a final prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for being with us this morning. Please help us to take what we've learned into our homes, our schools and our places of work this week. Please help us to be kind, patient and loving in all we do. Amen. And a final blessing. I'm never in church at the end of the service, so do we normally put our hands out when we have the final blessing or not? Maybe we don't. I'm used to doing that. But so may God give us and all those we love his comfort and his peace, his light and his joy in this world and the next. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us now and always. Amen. And go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Thank you all so much for coming. And please do take some leaflets to deliver if you can. And I believe there is coffee in the hall, but we encourage people to take it outside. So. Thank you.